A group of students was told that a small democratic country had been invaded and had asked the US for help, and they had to make a decision. What should they do? Intervene, appeal to the UN, or do nothing? They were each then given one of three descriptions of this hypothetical crisis, each of which was designed to trigger a different historical analogy. World War II, Vietnam, and the third was historically neutral. Those exposed to the World War II scenario made more interventionist recommendations than the others. Just as we cannot ignore the literal meaning of words, we cannot ignore the analogies that are triggered by metaphor. Metaphor matters because it opens the door to discovery. Whenever we solve a problem or make a discovery, we compare what we know with what we don't know. And the only way to find out about the latter is to investigate the ways it might be like the former. Einstein described his scientific method as combinatory play. He famously used thought experiments, which are essentially elaborate analogies, to come up with some of his greatest discoveries. By bringing together what we know and what we don't know through analogy, metaphorical thinking strikes the spark that ignites discovery. Now, metaphor is ubiquitous, yet it's hidden. But you just have to look at the words around you, and you'll find it